But first, we're checking in on the latest news from the Joint Finance Committee. They've been meeting today to tackle some of the most controversial proposals in Governor Scott Walker's budget, including cuts to the Department of Natural Resources and to UW system funding. Sean Johnson has been with the Budget Committee all day, and he's here to fill us in. He's WPR's State Capitol reporter. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Sean, some big stuff on the table for the Joint Finance Committee. First of all, what did they finish and what didn't they finish?
Well, they haven't finished anything today, but the way that this works, Republican lawmakers who control the committee have distributed their motions for the University of Wisconsin budget and the DNR budget today, and they're going to wrap those up. Those are not going to change substantially from what we've seen today, so we kind of know what to expect when they take final votes. But as we speak right now, they're debating the DNR plan, which does a lot. I mean, it makes some changes to the governor's significant changes to the governor's stewardship proposal in his budget. Also goes along with the governor's cuts to scientist positions.
All right. Well, let's look more closely at that now with decisions about the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources. First off, what was Governor Walker proposing for the DNR initially?
Yeah, what he wanted to do for stewardship was he wanted to freeze new land purchases through the stewardship program for 13 years. And wasn't exactly called a freeze in the governor's budget, but the way that it would have played out, they would have had to get their bonding down below a certain level to do that. They would have had to wait for 13 years, and so there would have been no more stewardship purchases in that time. The plan that cleared the Joint Finance Committee today, or that's about to clear the Joint Finance Committee today by Republicans, would be a significant departure from that. They would preserve the stewardship program. There's no freeze. They would set aside up to $33 million a year for potential land purchases, in part by kind of restructuring how the state bonds for this stuff. And it's something that it's something that environmental groups were pretty happy with, and they were very unhappy with the governor's budget.
And would the stewardship fund have as much money as it had in previous years?
They would slightly reduce the program's overall debt, the amount that it's allowed to bond for overall, but it's less than it had when Governor Jim Doyle was governor, for example. I mean, Doyle made a significant increase to the stewardship plan, but it's nothing like what it could have been if the governor's budget went through. So you've seen environmental groups today praising what they think is about to happen in joint finance.
Now, this one seemed controversial from the get-go with some Republicans. So was this expected today?
I didn't know what to expect. I mean, there were some Republican groups who were saying, let's end stewardship, because you're talking about borrowing money to set aside public land, taking public land off the tax rolls. There are a lot of Republican lawmakers, especially in northern Wisconsin districts, who are just fundamentally uncomfortable with that idea. And so this is one like where I guess personally I didn't know what to expect, to come back and say we're not going to have any kind of a freeze is definitely a rebuke of where the governor was.
And what about the scientist positions and other positions being cut? What specifically do we know so far there?
Yeah, they went exactly the opposite way there, I guess you could say. They completely embraced the governor's plan there. Walker proposed cutting 29 positions at the DNR that are either scientists or educators. 18 of those were scientists, 11 educators. And that plan was included in this Republican motion that's going to be approved today. And they also had a chance to change that plan to say, okay, even if we make these cuts, we're going to require that the DNR still has this science bureau within the agency. They didn't do that. So the Department of Natural Resources, specifically Kathy Stepp, who's the current secretary, has talked about a major reorganization in that agency. Possibly, instead of having scientists within the agency, possibly kind of moving them out to other state government agencies where they'd answer to different people. That's looking like very much a possibility given what they approved today.
And what kind of reaction have you seen?
Democrats are sort of hesitatingly praising the stewardship stuff. But they're very strongly attacking the cuts to science, saying that Republicans are cutting these scientist positions in kind of a vengeful act that the DNR and specifically the scientists who work there often make decisions that are at odds with what Republicans want to do. Think about the mining proposal that Republicans passed for northern Wisconsin a couple years ago. The DNR was they weren't bending over to let that thing happen. They were pretty adamant in that proposal needed to be a lot more fleshed out in order for it to get state approval. So Democrats are saying this is payback. Republicans are saying this is a very small budget cut when you look at the overall DNR state agency budget, and that the DNR will be able to find its scientists elsewhere within that budget.
We're talking right now with WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson, talking about the latest from the Joint Finance Committee and their work on the state budget. And Sean, we're going to move to another controversial issue, the UW system funding. Now, the governor had proposed cutting $300 million from the university for over 2 years. What did the JFC have to say about that today?
Yeah, they are going to cut the university by $250 million. So a $50 million reduction from the cut that the governor had proposed, but still a substantial cut to the university budget at a time when other states surrounding Wisconsin are increasing their higher ed budgets. They do a lot in this proposal, but another big thing that they do is they would effectively end 10-year protections that are written into state law for University of Wisconsin faculty. That was something that some Republicans have talked about for a while, including the Assembly Speaker, but that was one where, we're kind of up in the air about what would actually happen. It looks like they're going to go ahead and remove those protections from state law. They say that they're not ending tenure, that the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents can still decide to have tenure in its, regential statutes, I guess. I mean, the UW could decide to have its own tenure system if it wants to. But remember, the UW Board of Regents is made up of gubernatorial appointees, and they're 6-year terms. So more and more of those appointees, and pretty soon all of them, are going to be Governor Walker appointees who may have a different view of tenure than the faculty who work there.
Any reaction yet from the university specifically about tenure?
Not specifically about tenure. System President Ray Cross issued a statement praising the legislature for reducing the budget cut, saying that they'd work together on this. And I mean, it was a very positive release from Ray Cross, the system president, on the dollar figure that's coming out of this UW budget in the Joint Finance Committee today. Notably absent in that statement, though, is any reference to what they're doing to tenure or to shared governance, where university employees have a say in how the university is run and students have a say. That's also undergoing dramatic changes in this budget, and that was not referenced in President Cross's statement.
Now, initially, something else that had been on the table was giving the UW system more autonomy to deal with these cuts, something the university has been advocating for a long time. The atmosphere seemed to be that perhaps this was off the table for a while already, from what we heard from Republicans. What did the JFC decide about autonomy?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to officially reject the governor's plan to turn the university into a UW system authority, where the UW would have had more freedom to set its own budget, but they are going to give the UW more freedom to manage its own building projects, which is something that the system wanted. It won't have to kind of go through the middleman of state government when it wants to deal with this stuff. But, they did break from the governor in another significant way there, too. When the governor initially proposed that, some Republican lawmakers were saying, well, if you give the UW this kind of freedom, they're going to turn around and raise tuition in a couple of years. So the governor added an inflation-based tuition cap to his budget that would apply a couple of years from now. Lawmakers are going to keep his tuition cap in place for the 2-year budget that they're debating right now, but that inflation-based tuition cap is gone. So that was an idea that was kind of proposed in response to this UW authority. It's something that some of the more critical members of the legislature, I guess those who've had harsh words about the UW over the years, I'm thinking of Senator Steve Noss, really wanted, and Noss is none too happy that that's gone.
Now, before we let you go, Sean, Senator Alberta Darling announced that the budget will include tools to help the university deal with the cuts. You mentioned some changes to building permitting and budgets. Other than that, do we know what these tools are?
I think the building projects is what she's referencing. I think there's some other stuff in there about university procurement. The budget also kind of specifies what the system should do with this extra $50 million. They're not getting it, but by this this $50 million cut that lawmakers are taking away. I'm not sure exactly where the tools are that she's talking about at this early stage, except for in the building projects and in the procurement. It's still a substantial cut. At the end of the day, $250 million at a time of economic growth.
Well, Sean, thanks so much for catching us up.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter. He was with us for an update on the Joint Finance Committee's latest work on the state budget.